Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This is a Joy 94.9 podcast presented by Paul Anthony with the assistance of the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers, Victoria Police, Crime Stoppers and Joy 94.9 working together to make our community safe.
Gay and Lesbian Radio for the world at joy.org.au.
Paul Anthony, Gabby and Scott for the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers telling you all sorts of stuff.
Yes. A fountain of knowledge.
A fountain of knowledge. Okay. Let's assume that a relative of mine has passed away and I find in their cupboard a gun. Or perhaps maybe someone's left me a gun in their will. Now, I don't have a gun license. It's a mighty good gun. What am I going to do with it?
There are two different circumstances, and you've named both of them. One is when you can inherit a gun from the death of a family member or a friend. And in that case, you can apply for an heirloom's license. And an heirloom's license is in the case where generally the firearm is a family heirloom and it's not operational. And what you need to do is go down to the police station or speak to your local firearms officer at the police station and apply for an heirloom's license.
So when you say not operational, they do something to it so it can't be fired?
That's correct.
Okay, so it just sort of sits there and looks pretty.
Yeah, it's like a decoration, or usually locked away, but on display. And then quite often worth quite a bit of money. And to do that, you'd have to prove your identity to the police using your driver's license or any other form of ID, and also prove that it was an inherited item. And so the other way that you could locate a firearm is if you're at someone's house and you're looking through cupboards or drawers or under a rocking chair, and you may find a shotgun or a firearm. And in that circumstance, you need to go into your local police station, depending on what you want to do with it. If you want to keep it, there's one avenue, and if you just want to surrender it and have it destroyed, the police can do that for you. If you wanted to keep it, you'd first have to find out if it's a registered firearm, and the police can do that for you. And then you would have to, of course, apply for a firearms license, which you can do at the police station. To do that, you would have to go do a firearms safety course, and the police run that for you.
Is it easy to get a gun license, though? Because wasn't all this stuff up Parliament House a while ago? They were wanting to get rid of the guns. And how hard would it be for me to go and get a gun license?
It's not a difficult process, but it's also not an easy process. As you can imagine, we don't want just anyone having access to a firearm. So you would need to be a good person, no criminal history that would suggest that you're not the right sort of person to have a firearm. Then you go through the process of the application. We do the background checks on you. Then you have to go through the firearm safety course, which requires you to attend 2 or 3 nights as part of the firearms course. If you pass that, then you're accepted as having a firearms
license.
Do I
need a reason to want a firearms license?
In your application, you have to state why you would want to have a firearm. And so most people would be either sporting shooters, so it would be through clubs, or it might be a case that they might be a hunter, so they want it for hunting. And you've certainly got rural people who would have firearms on their farms, that sort of thing.
Okay, but someone like me, living in a city, not a part of a firearms club, doesn't do target practice, probably not much of a chance of convincing them to getting a firearms license.
Why would you want one?
I like guns. That's probably not a good thing either. I don't know, maybe family heirloom, or maybe...
And so there we head down the path of having a reason to have the firearm, so, yeah.
But if it's not operational, then you don't really need... It can't work, can it? So then there's no point of having a license.
The difficulty is that it can be rendered to work again.
Oh, okay.
So you might say, well, get rid of the bolt action. I'm not a big firearm person, so I don't know exactly how they operate, but let's say we get rid of the bolt, but if you're able to get hold of another bolt, it can be, you know, made operational again, so you would still need to have a firearms license.
Getting back to if you located a firearm in someone's house, grandma's passed away and you found the firearm, so you need to get it registered or make sure it's registered, and the police can do that for you. Apply for a firearm license and do the course, and also get a permit to acquire that firearm so that it's put in your name and registered in your name. So there's quite a few hurdles to go through and quite a bit of paperwork. And
in that time, the firearm would be kept at the police station until you do have all the appropriate paperwork.
Now, but owning a gun is not as simple as owning a gun, is it? Like, you've got to have your gun in a lock cage somewhere else to where your
ammunition is.
You're the only one that's allowed to have a key to the cabinet.
Yep. And the police will do inspections of your premises once you've got a new firearms license and firearms to make sure that that's all okie dokie.
Is it my understanding that the laws have changed or are changing in the way that now if you do have guns, that you do own guns yourself, that you must will them? Because there was an instance, apparently, where people are actually turning up saying, this came from my father, but they had it all along. And so they're just trying to get it registered. So the government is bringing in a law that says, well, no, from now on, if you have guns, you must will them. Otherwise, the guns will go back just to the government or to a gun seller.
That hasn't been brought to our attention as yet.
Cool. Must be a New South Wales thing, because I've heard that up in New South Wales. Well, it kind of makes sense, doesn't it? Because then, like, if I've got 10 guns and saying, oh, look, you know, and I've had them for years, and I'm trying to get them registered on the sly, I mean, I would just say that someone left them to me.
Okay. And look, the legislation here suggests that if you are looking at an heirloom, something that you've inherited, you have to prove that you've inherited it to be able to get that heirloom license here. So how you would go about doing that? Probably through the will.
Jenny from South Yarra says, good luck turning up at a police station toting a shotgun.
Yeah, man, and that's a really good point. Thanks, Jenny. What we do recommend, if you are going to a police station to do that, leave it in the car with someone, go in and say, I'm about to walk in with a firearm. This is what's going, I'm going to surrender it or whatever. Yeah, that is a very good point, Jenny. Well done.
And just adding to that, if you're not sure how to handle a firearm and you're worried that you might accidentally shoot someone or let a bullet off, then you can contact the police station and the district firearms officer, or the police could come around and assist you and take it off your hands.
Especially if you've just found it in grandma's drawer or something like that.
Fantastic. Now, if you've ever got a question for the good police, just give us an email here, onair@joy.org.au, or an SMS, 0427-JOY949, and we'll try to tackle that each week. Gabby and Scott, thanks so much for joining us.
Pleasure.
And we'll catch you next week.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
The Victoria Police Glows, Crime Stoppers and Joy 94.9, working together to help make our community safe.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.